When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
What happened with the 10 men on the fourth down? How'd that happen?
Yeah, you know, we addressed that internally and talked about it with players and staff. And that was one of the things we just got to over-communicate and get that thing executed.
I assume you didn't notice at the time either?
Yeah, I mean, obviously when we got onto on the ball, you noticed it. So
at that point, it's just too late to relay a timeout at that point or something like
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Wait, why would that be too late to call a timeout if you noticed it?
Well, the timeouts would be something that I wouldn't call. It'd be at the discretion of Dave's.
How conscious are you either going into a game or during a game of Saquon's workload?
Say that again?
How conscious are you, whether it's going into a game, yeah. while you're making the game plan, or once the game's rolling, of Saquon's workload?
Yeah, very conscious of it, you know, making sure that he's in the right spots and calling good stuff for him.
When you look back, what's been missing and what do you got to get?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's a combination of, you know, trusting it, all of us, you know, players and coaches trusting it, executing it, getting the right fundamentals and techniques. And I think that'll just come with the work. And that's why we're, you know, we come to practice today with a good mentality, a good attitude. And I think we can clean up a lot of those things that we've been missing the last couple weeks.
Some of those things that have been missing?
Yeah, just like I said, like the fundamentals, techniques, the execution part of it. So each week we go through and evaluate it and talk about all the details and see how we can continue to simplify it for the players and give them stuff they can go and play fast with and execute.
Mike, how difficult or challenging is it to start a game running the ball? I mean, you guys, not even when you've run well, often has not been good early. I mean, especially for a team like this where people expect you to run the ball. I mean, do you have to set it up? How difficult is that to start a game and say, we're going to run it?
I think you have to have flexibility. I don't know if you can go into one game saying one way or the other. You have to be able to adjust. So, you come in with your initial game plan, your thoughts on how they're going to play you and things that they presented on tape, right? You go back and you trust what they put on tape and trust that your study and your prep is correct. And then you get into the game and to the flow of the game. And then you got to adjust, whether it's by scheme, personnel, formation, the plays. Those are things that, you know, that we talk about, you know, in and out of series.
You think Evan Neal can help a lot in the run game this week?
Yeah, I think, you know, today, yesterday was a good day. Today we'll continue to evaluate it. And obviously Evan is a good player and he adds some juice to the O-line room and, you know, what he brings. So I'm excited for him. And I think today we just take it kind of day by day and, you know, continue to work on all those fundamental things that we talked about earlier.
Where do you stand at this point at left guard?
Excuse me?
Where do you stand at this point about left guard? I know you have a bunch of guys options now.
I think Dave's hit on it yesterday. Just we're rotating some of those guys to get them. And some of it's by, you know, it's this time of the season where there's, you know, guys are dinged up. We're trying to make sure we keep guys fresh, but then also putting guys in those spots to get a look at them.
Mike, there was a time in the league where you say get the running game going, and you would never say you've got to get the quarterback part of the running game going. But do you feel like that's a part of the game that you need to get going more? I mean, everybody looks at Saquon, but do you feel like you guys got to get him more involved in that?
Sure, it helps. I think it's part of every game plan. We've had it since the beginning of the season is, you know, being multiple with the run schemes, being able to use the backs, being able to use DJ out in space and a couple different things. So it's something we look at every single week.
Did you think Daniel had opportunities to run in Dallas where he did not? Like, would you have liked to see him run more than three times?
I'd have to go back and look at every single opportunity again, and from that respect. But I thought he did a good job of when it was there, stepping up, trying to get the Modi can, then in the run game part of it. I think he was accurate with his reads. You know, sometimes there's parts of it where it's a zone read where you're reading a certain defender, whether it's first level or second level. And so we got to stay disciplined on that. But, you know, I think from what I remember, I thought he did a pretty good job of negotiating that.
Why do you think, based on sheer volume alone, his rushing numbers have decreased kind of as we went along here during the season?
Can you rephrase that again?
Why do you think Daniel's rushing numbers, like totals, just by volume, have decreased as the season went along?
Oh, okay, yeah. So I think defenses have done a good job of defending that. You know, so when we look at the schemes on how we can get DJ on the perimeter, you know, some teams might play the defensive end just a little bit different, so that way they take away the QB run if that's being effective. So we got to be flexible and create complements off of those things. So that's where we're at right now within the season is, what are we doing really well? How can we build complements off those things? And then we got to go and execute it. Yeah, Daniel's done a good job. He had a good day yesterday. It was good to see him out there and bouncing around in the pads. So, you know, anytime you can add another guy to the offense, gives you some flexibility from a personnel standpoint, but then gives you some flexibility too from an execution standpoint.
How does it affect your game planning that Washington just played a team that has similar offensive skill set to you guys?
Yeah, you look at that and you study it and see if you can find any kind of advantage from an offensive standpoint with their personnel, with their structure, with how they're playing certain concepts, run and pass concepts. We're looking at that and evaluating all that.
How did they play Mariota in your mind, his running ability?
Well, I don't know if I want to divulge exactly how they did it in relation to how we would do it, but I thought they had a good game plan. Obviously, they won the game, so you know, I'm sure they felt that they executed it. But I think there's some elements there that, you know, we can take advantage of.
Mike, you obviously, going back to the spring when you guys started putting this offense together, you envisioned a role for Bellinger, and then we saw him grow into that role. Maybe not so much what he can give you on Sunday, but are there things that you could identify that with him out that you lost in this offense that you've been trying to find, that now if he's coming back, you could actually get those things back into your attack?
You know, I'd say this. I think the guys that we had in, they stepped up. Right? We had a great next man up mentality throughout all these injuries that we've had. Guys have stepped in. They've played huge roles for us as an offense. They've stepped in and done everything they can. They played their butt off. And so really, when I'm looking at that, you know, obviously when Belly comes in, he does a good job, and he goes and does his job. That's what we're going to ask these guys to do, whether it's the run game, whether it's the pass game. You know, we're asking our guys to go out there, run the fundamentals and techniques that we ask them, and play as hard as they can, and our guys are doing that. And so that's one thing you can build on.
Well, Mike, you mentioned that opposing defenses know that, you know, Daniel has this option, and the defensive ends are playing him a little different. You mentioned you need more compliments. That is it disappointing that you guys have not had a counter to that, where if they're taking that away, you can go to something else right away and find success there?
I think we're working through that, and that's each week. You know, each week you got to go through that process and, you know, continue to build off of what you did the week before or weeks before. And that's where we're at today. You know, that's where we're at today in practice. You know, working on our situational stuff, third down, red zone, and that's part of our process.
I mean, you should be able to, a team should be able to make their defense pay, right? If they're going to, you know, sell out in one direction, I would think.
I think you have to have the flexibility to have compliments off of your concepts that you have, your run and pass stuff.
Michael, you meet with Odell Beckham tomorrow as part of his free agent visit, do you know?
Yeah, you know, I think, I know Joe and Dave's have a plan on how they want to work it. I'll wait for them on how exactly they want to do that, and we're all on board on however Joe and Dave's want to work that.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family, like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.